This is Israel 18 Muse with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys a bright day, while Jerusalem sees slightly cooler temperatures. In Haifa, expect clear skies, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has launched an eighth consecutive night of strikes on Iran. The strikes aim to punish the IRGC following a deadly attack in Jordan. Also, Ynet reveals Hamas has begun a secret vote to elect Yahya Sinwar's successor. The Gaza Shura Council reportedly backs Khalil al-Haya, an ally of Iran. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post confirms U.S. warplanes struck southern Iran, marking the conclusion of CENTCOM's latest round of strikes. Separately, JNS reports air raid sirens sounded in Kuwait after renewed Iranian missile attacks on U.S. military sites across the region. And finally, I-24 News states two U.S. troops died in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another soldier missing. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared a video just minutes ago. It shows American defense systems intercepting Iranian drones over Erbil in Iraq. IL Red Alert posted earlier today that security measures heightened in southern Israel. This follows the evacuation of Aqaba's airport and seaport in Jordan due to a credible threat. Ariel Ozeran, a regional correspondent, reported that Kuwait's power station was attacked again by Iran. This caused a fire and damaged multiple power units. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel details that strikes hit southern Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. This follows Iranian attacks on U.S. bases in Kuwait, with the U.S. warning of further aggression from Iran-backed groups. The situation raises tensions in the Gulf, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to Hamas's internal politics, Ynet reports that the Gaza Shura Council's vote for Sinwar's successor shows a clear preference for Khalil al-Haya. His close ties with Iran could influence Hamas's future direction. This decision may affect Gaza's relations with neighboring countries and its stance against Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's ongoing operations in Iran have escalated. The Jerusalem Post notes that CENTCOM has wrapped up its eighth night of airstrikes. These operations are part of a broader strategy to curb Iranian influence in the region. The strikes may lead to retaliatory actions affecting U.S. allies in the Middle East. In Kuwait, JNS reports that Iranian missiles targeted U.S. military installations. This follows attacks in Bahrain, Jordan, and Iraq, further straining relations between Tehran and Washington. The instability could disrupt oil markets and international trade routes. Finally, the tragic news from I-24 News about U.S. troops in Jordan. Two soldiers died and one is missing after Iranian strikes. This loss underscores the ongoing risks for U.S. forces in volatile areas. Such incidents could influence U.S. military policies and diplomatic efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights a concerning trend among Israeli children. During the summer of 2026, there is a 40% increase in spending on kiosks and fast food. This raises questions about financial literacy and health among the youth. Separately, CTEC reports on the challenges companies face with unwritten rules. As AI becomes more integral, consistent definitions of revenue and customer metrics are crucial for business clarity and success. And finally, Walla Business announced that the Knesset approved a significant import reform. This new law streamlines the entry of American standard products into Israel, potentially boosting trade and consumer choice. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.